And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 19th of January, 2015. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, third Monday of January, holiday declared by President Ronald Reagan back in 1986. 1937, on this day, Howard Hughes broke the record for the fastest transcontinental flight. He took off from Los Angeles 2 in the morning, flew 14,000 feet, landed in Newark 7 hours and 28 minutes later. Howard Hughes was a movie producer, business tycoon, one of the richest men in the world, but he said, "I want to be remembered for only one thing, my contribution to aviation." It's the birthday of the man who coined the term altruism, Auguste Comte, born in Montpellier, France, 1798, who said, "Everything is relative, and only that is absolute." And it's the birthday of Patricia Highsmith, Fort Worth, Texas, 1921, whose first novel was Strangers on a Train, 1950, story of two men, Bruno and Guy. They meet on a train, discover they each have someone they want out of the way. They suggest maybe they'll swap murders. Alfred Hitchcock turned the novel into a movie the following year. And it's the birthday of Edgar Allan Poe, Boston, 1809. His parents died from tuberculosis. He was just 2 years old, taken in by a wealthy tobacco merchant, John Allen, and Edgar Poe became Edgar Allan Poe. Went to the University of Virginia and set out on his literary career. Started out by writing brutal book reviews. They called him the Tomahawk Man from the South. He went after Longfellow and Whittier. He called them nincompoops. He wrote humorous, satirical stories, and then after his wife Virginia developed tuberculosis, his stories turned dark. He got about $15 per story, and there was no international copyright law at the time, so his stories were pirated all throughout Europe. He wrote The Telltale Heart, The Fall of the House of Usher, great Gothic horror stories. Edgar Allan Poe credited with having invented the horror story and the detective story. And it was near the end of his wife's illness he published his most famous poem, The Raven, which begins, "Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore." Here are two stanzas from the end of Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven. "Prophet," said I, "thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil, by that heaven that bends above us, that God we both adore, tell this soul with sorrow laden, if within the distant Eden it shall clasp a sainted maiden, whom the angels name Lenore, clasp a rare and radiant maiden, whom the angels name Lenore," quoth the raven, "nevermore. Be that word our sign of parting, bird or fiend," I shrieked, upstarting, "get thee back into the tempest and the night's Plutonian shore. Leave no black plume as a token of that lie thy soul hath spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken. Quit the bust above my door. Take thy beak from out my heart, and take thy form from off my door," quoth the raven, "nevermore." Two stanzas from Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. And by LegalZoom, for over 10 years, providing legal solutions for business owners, families, and individuals, including incorporation, LLCs, wills, and living trusts. LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.